I can't really understand why, but a lot of people in the comments section of my podcast, The Bortscast, have been asking, well, what did you think about that Texas A&M game last Sunday night? You remember, Texas A&M had UCLA 44-10 at the half and then lost 45-44. Why did people care what I thought? I didn't have people ask me, well, what did you think about the movie Dunkirk? What did you think about Jeopardy last night? Here's a question to ask me. What do you think about living, talking, breathing, and eating sports 24 hours a day? Getting up in the morning and turning on your favorite sports talk show and listening to it all day long and sitting at the bar or a restaurant, your eyes glued to 43 TV screens showing all sorts of basketball and football games. What did I think about the A&M loss? It's entertainment, folks, and that's all it is. I'm already completely over the NFL. I've watched one game since the beginning of last year, and that was the Falcons in the Super Bowl. Yeah, right. Colin Kaepernick and his ilk finally sealed the deal on the NFL. I mean, really, as somebody said, what would happen if you took your kids to Disney World and the characters were protesting? That's not why you're there, and you probably wouldn't go back. The outcome of a college football game is not going to change my life one way or the other, for good or for bad, unless I'm betting on it, and I don't bet on college football. So what did I think of the A&M loss to UCLA last Sunday night? It was a few hours of entertainment, and beyond that, bleh, nothing. In the Solomon Brothers Studios, Northern Michigan, this is Neil Bortz.